The next patient is Harold Peck. The last name is P-E-C-K, number one. 93-year-old white male that lives in Pennsylvania and spent the winter in Florida. He's a CKD5 and comes for a follow-up. The latest laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 5.53 compared to 4.7 milligrams per deciliter that was present before. The BUN is 75. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hyperkalemia, metabolic acidosis, and there is no proteinuria. Period. An ultrasound of the kidney was done in Pennsylvania, and we had the opportunity to review the ultrasound of the kidney that was done in March of 2023. And it has multiple cysts with multiple densities. He is followed by Dr. Arciola. And as a matter of fact, his coming appointment will be in the near future. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today is 158/76. Following number, the patient has anemia, and this anemia from 11.1 came down to a hemoglobin of 10.4, as expected. We are going to monitor this. The iron stores is within normal range. We are going to continue the close observation, and if it's necessary, we will refer him to the Florida Cancer Center for the treatment of the anemia. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism that is present. We are going to reevaluate for the PTH for the next appointment. The patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 9.5. Hasn't had any gout in a couple of years. He takes colchicine on PRN basis. We are going to start him on allopurinol 100 milligrams every day. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We always tell the patient that we will be open to see him or talk to him in person or over the phone if something new and different comes up. Period. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the chart and the new lab in the face-to-face 15 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.